بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد The sublime conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as far as his mubarak hair is concerned. The description of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's noble hair. Sayyiduna Shu'ba rahmatullah alayhi narrates that the blessed hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam extended till the earlobe. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hair was between the ears and the shoulder. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hair would sometimes bounce on his shoulders. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi writes that there are different reports concerning the hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number one, it extended till half the ear. Number two, it extended till the earlobe. Number three, it extended between the earlobe and the shoulder. Number four, it extended till the shoulder. Number five, it was close to the shoulder. Hafid Abul Fadl al-Iraqi rahmatullah alayhi has written that three terms have been used in the text of the ahadith describing the Mubarak hair and the length of the hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These three terms is wafra, jamma, and limma. Wafra refers to the hair that extends till the earlobe. Jamma refers to the hair that extends till the shoulder, and limma refers to hair that goes beyond the earlobe. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi has written that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mubarak hair generally used to be between the earlobe and the shoulder. The variation in the reports refer to the gradual growth or clipping of the hair. In other words, the extremes refer to the time when the hair was clipped or when it had grown to its full length. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك